Don Corrigan of the Webster Kirkwood Times does seem like a changed man. His hair is darker since the last time I saw him. His office has been decluttered, and he's getting ready for two big book signings.
I don't care if there's 500 people or three people. The show's got to go on.
Are you married?
I am married.
I just wonder, because the wife is the ultimate reality check for all of us. What did your wife say about the book Roadkill?
She was a little bit incredulous. She said, why are you spending this much time on Roadkill? And I said, because there's a pandemic and I can't go outside. And so I spent a lot of time holed up.
Corrigan was asked about the chapter in his book on Roadkill recipes.
I have been offered Roadkill Squirrel and Roadkill Possum. I turned down the possum. I kind of, because I have a fondness for possums.
What do you like about possums?
I like the fact that everybody says they play dead, but they actually faint. They are really not playing dead when they play possum. They actually faint because they're easily frightened. I can relate to that. I had a lot of bullies chasing me around in college, and
College?
Yes, in college. So that's what I did.
Corrigan says he is part of a long literary tradition of authors who have turned their attention to Roadkill, and he doesn't care if it fails to make the New York Times bestsellers list.
Well, I don't write these books with a target market in mind or you know, the idea that I'm going to have a million bestseller. I write these for me. I write these books because I care and because it's something that I'm interested in. You think Joseph Grinnell went out and did Roadkill Diaries or the great famous James R. Simmons of Feathers and Fur on the Turnpike? Do you think he was out to write a bestseller?
How did they all die alcoholics? What happened to them?
No, they were all great scientists, zoologists. They had really pretty solemn funerals. A lot of chipmunks, squirrels, possums showed up.
Corrigan will be signing copies of his book on Roadkill at the Webster Groves Bookshop on Gore Avenue this Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then at the Washington, Missouri Library the night of May 17th at 6:30. He says he'll be careful along the way to avoid hitting any critters. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.